Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 20 June 2023. Today is West Virginia Day. 160 years ago today, we broke off from Virginia and become a state on our own. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Just thought I'd mention that, okay? And also a prayer question tonight, please. Some of y'all may remember a guy named Frankie Valance. He was a pop star back in the 60s. I'm not talking about Frankie of the Four Seasons. I'm talking about Frankie Valens. Different gentleman. He hosted one of our seminars many years ago. Did a great job. Sung some beautiful oldie songs. And he was pretty popular back in the 60s, like I said. Well, his wife, Phyllis, just had a heart attack yesterday. She's 88 years old now. And it's pretty serious. Don't know what they can do or if they can do anything at all right now because the condition she's in. But I told Frankie that I keep Phyllis's name on prayer tonight for the prayer warriors all over the world listening to this program. You prayer warriors. Now, these people are believers. They're Christians. They've served the Lord, tried to do what's right for many, many years. Pray for Frankie and Phyllis both. But pray for Phyllis's healing. It be God's, our Father's will, that he would touch her and heal her and send her home with her husband a while longer. They're both at peace. If she goes home, they're both at peace with that. But folks, that'd have to be a lonely feeling. I know for a fact that'd be a lonely feeling. So keep Phyllis in your prayers, please, and Tommy and Frankie too, please. That's very, very important if y'all do that. And I'm not going to go into any commercials except that you know what we offer through the ministry here. If you want anything, we offer them. If you want a catalog, if you ain't got one of this year's catalogs already, you call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And tell Lisa you want a catalog, give her your address. We'll send it to you Thursday, right out to you in the mail as soon as we can. But we offer great products here, folks. A lot of reading material, good material, study material. And my books are still listed on there. Plus the health products we offer like Strauss and Cardivite and all the vitamin toothpaste, mouthwash, all those things available here, folks. And, of course, REM Sleep. We have about three bottles of REM Sleep if you want them. They're on sale for $10. You get them when they're going. They're going. There'll be no more of them. And of course, Sugar the Fiber, our newest addition, a fantastic product that actually works to reduce your sugar levels. I promise, folks, it works. If it doesn't, you get your money back. There's nothing to lose by trying it. It's available also at the ministry. So, again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Our guest tonight is somebody I've been on for a while, but he's been on several times in the past, named James McCanney. This man is a walking encyclopedia of what's happening in this country. And we're going to do something tonight after we just chat on different topics. We're going to put his water filters on sale for those of y'all that need water filters to clean your water in your home. And, folks, I cannot emphasize to you enough that you need clean water. You just need clean water. Whatever the reason is, you don't get it. I don't care what it may be. You need clean water. If you don't have it, then obviously you're going to suffer. So we're going to offer you a chance to get the McCanny's water filters. James has a great deal on them right now. We'll discuss that in a little bit. And, folks, I found out I sold Berkey's for years, and I was honored and proud to sell Berkey's. We sold lots of them. Berkey's become almost unavailable. Then I found out James filters are even better than Berkey's and more reasonably priced. You can't beat that. So we'll tell you about that in a little bit. But let's go ahead and bring up James McKenna. James, are you there?
I certainly am, Pastor. Thank you for inviting me to be on.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's good to have you, and I do mean that. I'm glad you're with us tonight. I know you stay busy. You're always out doing things, involved in things, and I'm glad you're with us tonight to share information. And I'll let you kind of lead off. We got a lot to talk about here. I want to talk about what China's doing in Cuba and different things, and also some other issues. But what do you want to start off with that's on your mind tonight? We got a lot to talk about.
Well, first of all, one of the main issues that affects everybody is that the dollar has been crashing for the last month and a half. It had been stable for going up and down normally, but it has just been tanking for the last month and a half. And the word on the street is it's just going to keep doing this. So it's really, we talk about inflation and things. But the fact that the dollar on the international scale is just tanking and not coming back and going to continue to tank is news that should affect everybody, your savings, your everything that you do, because a lot, in spite of the fact that we think we're an island in the United States, probably about 50% of our goods come from foreign sources.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
At least 50%.
At least that much, maybe more.
Yeah. And so that means that the cost of goods is going to go up and stay up. And they're talking about inflation going down. That's just the news media. You cannot trust the news media to give you a straight story. But anyway, that's the first thing, is that the U.S. dollar is tanking. And it's a big result, and also not only the dollar, but American influence. There was a time when the United States had good influence around the world, but they, due to the programs, basically the corrupt programs of the CIA, the drug dealing, the interference in foreign governments, everybody has taken the first opportunity to move away. And so the Russia-Chinese banking system, most countries now are going to that. And it's going to be gold-backed. And so the United States is losing its grip worldwide. It's becoming a third world nation.
Well, America has lost respect about the whole world, and for a lot of reasons. First off, we're liars. Secondly, we've instigated ferment in many, many wars. Thirdly, we are totally immoral. We're shipping our immorality all over the world. If nations dare oppose our standard transgender LGBTQ perverted immoral stance, if they dare stand against us and what we try to farm out to them, we punish them some way if possible. America has lost all respect and all trust, and rightfully so. I know people don't want to hear that, Jane, but America is being laughed at, mocked, and scorned. Whenever Blinken went to China, they more or less pat him on the back and said, "Good little guy, go home and tell your master. We don't care what he thinks." This is America today. We've lost it. We try to punish Russia with all kinds of restraints and trade with Russia, and Russia's booming. Russia's economy is doing great. And Europe and the United States, other Western nations tried to hurt them financially. We couldn't touch them. Sanctions didn't work. America has lost her influence in the world. And people just want to get over the idea that America is number one in anything any longer. We're not, except maybe immorality. Go ahead, James.
In Italy, they just, they're supposedly, June is designated as Pride Month for, like you're saying, LGB, whatever. I don't know all the letters, don't care. But the Italy has changed it to Family Month, and they're going to honor the family unit in Italy as in June. So they're converting the whole thing, and the more places should do that because you have a perversion of values that are going on. And I'll tell you, it's mainly in the United States. I'm a person that travels a lot. I go to a lot of other places. And there are a lot of countries that are 98% Christian. And so they, you just don't see that. You just don't see that anyplace else. It's mainly in the United States. So they're really pushing to break down the United States. And that is the,
by the way, James, that's basically
the Communist Manifesto.
That fulfills the prophecy of Revelation 18 about the United States end time Babylon. It fulfills it to the T. We're shipping all the evil spirits all over all the world. That's what end time Babylon does. And folks, I'm going to do a teaching a little bit on the next Bible study we have, which will be the first Saturday in July. At our Bible study, we're going to do a teaching on America's destiny. I'm going to prove to you where in the Bible, Ezekiel 38 and other places, talks about America in the end times. And I'm going to prove it to you biblically, folks, and historically. And nonetheless, there's so much we can talk about, but I want to cover two or three things very quickly, if you don't mind, James, because I know you already know this information. This is from a U.S. Homeland Security. China is likely sending military personnel into the U.S. Now, then, folks, this is not my opinion. This is a Homeland Security talking about this. This past Wednesday, they said the Chinese migrants coming across the border, they said at least 10,000 since October 2022, but I happen to know it's more than that from first-hand experience, closer probably to 500,000. But now Homeland Security is admitting that there's military-age men coming across the border illegally. Now, I don't know what they're obviously not stopping them. They're not stopping them at all. They're coming on in. If they know they're coming in, why don't they stop them? Duh. And Beijing is planning to put a training facility in Cuba, raising prospect of Chinese troops on America's doorstep. Now, this is all happening as we speak. They've already got four spy stations in Cuba spying on America. They're going to bring in troops now to train with Cubans. And they'll have a Chinese military base in Cuba. Now we should start feeling like how Russia felt when they started surrendering Russia and wanted to make Ukraine part of NATO. Now we understand how they felt. And James, back in 1960, 61, I don't remember the year, I was just a young boy, Russia tried to put missiles in Cuba, and President Kennedy said, no, you won't, we'll go to war. Do you remember that by any chance?
The Cuban Missile Crisis,
yes,
I remember,
yes.
Sitting in school,
yes.
Tense, and expecting, as a grade school student, a nuclear war. They were getting us ready to get under our seat, and I mean, it was, and then Russia turned back. They turned the ships back.
Khrushchev said that would
absolutely.
Never happen again.
Yeah.
Khrushchev swore that would never happen again. They would never do that again. They would never back off again. And now China is coming into Cuba, already set up four spy bases, and now going to put a military base in Cuba, James, about 90, 100 miles off the coast of Florida. I mean, that would give them pretty much good access to this country, wouldn't it? Especially if they had military men already inside the country to coordinate with. Do you see something kind of unusual here happening?
Absolutely. And what happens when these illegals come across the border, they give them a cell phone, they give them money, they give them cash cards. And from what I've heard, they're buying things like electric scooters or little motor scooters. And basically, they have their housing paid for. But we don't know where the vast majority of them are. Some of them are washing dishes someplace, you know, and sending their money home. That's what a few of them are doing, and that's what you might hear about. But the bulk of them, where do you put 10 million people?
Yeah, exactly.
For certain, they are on military bases, on U.S. military bases.
Well, tell me something, James. Now, we know that this border protection is all a farce. We know that. And I know this from people that work with the Texas governor. I know for a fact from one of my informants, the Texas governor is involved in this border crossing for drugs and different reasons. This guy's profiting from the border crossings. That's why they don't have the state guard on the border saying, you come across, we're going to shoot you. That's the only way it's going to be stopped. But the Fed's not going to do it, and the states are going to do it. There's some reason that the governors are afraid or don't want to because it's going to cut off a profitable business for them. Now, this comes from sources that I trust, that they don't want to totally clamp down. They want to talk about it, act like they're doing it, but not really do it. So we know this is all set up. We know it can be stopped if they want to stop. There's enough military personnel, State Guard, National Guard, to stop that boarding and close it up, seal up tight as a mason jar. But they're not going to do that, are they?
There's two things that are going on. And the first one is the drug trafficking, which is a huge industry. And that's also related to China because the fentanyl is primarily produced in China. And it's being run across the border by illegals that they don't check. The second thing is unregistered children. A lot of these people are sending their children to the border, and it's a pedophile ring that's going on. It's the $34 billion industry, and these are unregistered youth, 3 years and under, that are being trafficked in this. And the United States officials, all the way, you know, it's in the governments, in the juries, in the judicial system. It's just infiltrated in the United States to the point where there are cases where people have identified, they've tracked it, they've found the evidence, and they go to the court system, and nothing happens.
That's
so
true.
That tells you that those two things are the monetary gain. They're talking about a $34 billion industry in human trafficking and a huge business in drug trafficking. And nobody, you know, and I'm sure they're calling up people and saying, just don't get involved here. You don't stop this. You know, go home and do something else, but you're not going to stop this. And that's the level of degeneracy in the United States.
That's very, very true. And another topic along the same lines, though, I think it should be a dire warning for us. I'm sure you've seen this. This is not a secret. This is coming out all over the internet and different places of troop movements inside our own country. I suppose the American troops that are they're flying around in Osprey helicopters and landing inside and jumping out in cities, and some in civilian clothes, some military clothes. But I'm going to name the list of states that are participating in this right now that we know of. Now, folks, this is happening right now, this week in America. You can go to our website, PastorButch.com. And by the way, if you go to that website, when you're on there, go ahead and sign up for our newsletter. You'll find a place on the homepage to sign up to receive our Minuteman newsletter. And, James, you receive that, don't you?
Yes.
Do you like it? Is it a pretty good newsletter?
Yes. Yeah, I get it regularly. I get your correspondence regularly.
I hope you enjoy them because we also do email blasts. But folks, if you want to sign up for the magazine and email blast, PastorButch.com, find it, sign up, we'll get you out on the list right away. But also, look under police state and government cover-ups. You'll find the military videos. Now, here are the states, James, that are involved in the troop movement right now that we know of. Alabama, Michigan, Arkansas, Colorado, Pennsylvania and Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, Canada, East Texas, Idaho, South Carolina, Savannah and Macon, Georgia, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Mississippi, Louisiana, North Carolina, Syracuse, New York, Kentucky, Arizona, Oklahoma, Utah, Montana, Escondido, California, and Hollywood, Bakersfield, Upland, New Jersey, Virginia, Washington State, Tennessee and Oregon. Those are involved right now with troop movements inside this country. Now, this is highly irregular. I don't know that's ever happened before on this scale. We have Chinese military coming in the country as civilians, coming across the border illegally and find their way in the country, infiltrating the country. We have China with at least 4 spy chase stations in Cuba, working, putting up a military base in Cuba. We have troop movements inside our country. What do you think's coming down?
I don't know. It's been in the works for a very long time, but the writing's on the wall.
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, it's getting so close now that you have to be willfully blinded not to see it or totally ignorant And, you know, it's getting to be so blatant. We're seeing so much evil, so much corruption from everything from civil authority into the churches, and it goes on and on and on. And there seems to be no end to it, and it gets worse every day. We see double standards in the justice system. I am not pro-Trump, but I certainly am not pro-Biden. Trump's going to be put on trial probably in August. They're trying to put him on trial before we get into election time for his cases. They just slapped Hunter Biden on the hand with two misdemeanor tax evasions and a gun charge. They're going to turn him loose after all that he's done, him and Daddy both. We have double standard in justice. We have our own government pushing a more immorality on the people in the schools and everywhere else, and parents who speak up are now considered terrorists. We're seeing a civil war about ready to break out in our country. Do you agree?
And the thing with Hunter Biden is he's kind of like a poster child, because the kids of all of these corrupt politicians, the Pelosi's and they just go down the line, every one of them, their kids are involved in illegal trafficking and business and creating deals with foreign governments. And so the Hunter Biden thing has just been a ruse. It's been a story that they've carried for all this time, and then in the end, he gets a slap on the hand.
Sure.
Apparently, he owes over $1 million in taxes. Imagine if you owed $1 million in just in tax. That's the tax that he owes, and just getting a misdemeanor slap on the hand. Would you expect that for you?
Well, of course not. Then we have the FBI setting up a 16-year-old mentally retarded boy and arrest him to being a terrorist because he followed a FBI agent's directions to make up some small gift cards for a few bucks apiece, and he got him for supporting terrorism. Now, he's 18 years old now. He's mentally slow, but they set him up and took him down, and Biden's boy, Hunter, just walks away with a slap on the hand. Now, isn't that something for a good old U.S. of A.?
Oh, yeah, it's insane. There's nothing makes sense anymore. But all of these politicians' kids are involved in corruption, you know, deal making and behind the scenes and, you know, influence peddling. All of them are involved in, and they're like Nancy Pelosi's husband.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and nothing happens to these people. They're just... they're all protecting each other because they're all involved in it.
Well, they are pretty much immune to what's going on. They truly are.
They say the first thing that happens to a politician, the first thing that happens to a politician when they get to Washington is they take them to a party, they have girls or whatever, and they compromise them, they get them on film. And then they come in and they say, look, we're going to ruin your family, your life, your career. Everything's going to go down the drain. So now we own you. You do what we say. And that's the very first thing that happens. And there were a few politicians that didn't fall for that. One was Paul Wellstone. Some other ones. Let me see if I can name off a few other. I'll think of some other names here. Mark Dayton was a. These were both from Minnesota that just didn't buy into that. And one day, Mark Dayton just quit. He got up and walked out of his office. He said, "Washington D.C. is such a snake pit that there's no cure for it." And he got up and left, and he went back and was elected governor of Minnesota. But these people. Talked about the huge level of corruption in D.C. and the ownership of these politicians, both sides, Republicans and Democrats, all
absolutely,
of them.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, the Republicans are still crying that they're going to do something. They're going to do something more with Hunter Biden. They're going to do something more. Well, we'll wait and see. I'm not holding my breath. The Republicans, it's a game. It's a game back and forth. Overall, it's a game. We know that. And it's just a sad situation. We in America are caught up in this. But, you know, James, I'm going to get to the water filters in a little bit. Folks, if you want to call and talk to us, I'll open the phone lines up right now. Any comments you want to share about any of these topics or more? Enlighten us. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We want to hear from you. I truly mean that. We want your input. If you're hearing things that we haven't mentioned tonight, we know what's going on, fill us in because this affects us. I don't care if you're a believer in Jesus Christ or an outright heathen. It's going to affect us. It is affecting us. And Russia just told Ukraine, do not use U.S. or British missiles to rocket Crimea. If you do that, we will retaliate. And if you use U.S. or British missiles to do that with, it will draw the U.S. and Britain right into the war with us. Now, I think there's a good chance we're on the verge of a World War III, a nuclear war. And no one wins a nuclear war, do they?
No. No, there's no winner in that. And that they're just pushing it. Yeah, the world is being run by just crazy people. Absolutely insane. I did want to mention one other thing here that's going on right now, and this comes out of the global warming baloney that the world is warming up because of carbon emissions. But what they're trying to do is remove cattle.
Yeah,
now,
yes.
If you look at the cattle, going back to this is thousands, as many as 10,000 years ago, cattle were being used in Northern Europe. These were our ancestors, basically. And the thing is that they were very successful because a cow eats grass, puts out milk, and that milk is a very important source of food. You can literally live on it. And the children grow up a lot stronger. So it has been for thousands of years a major staple. Plus, you can eat the meat. You can use the hide for clothing and for implements of for agriculture, for hunting, whatever. But now they want to get rid of cattle because they say they're putting out methane gas. But the reality is that the buffalo herds in the United States alone just outmatched any of the cattle herds of today. Millions and millions of buffalo, and these are bigger animals, much bigger animals, and they put out far more methane than any herd of cattle's ever thought of putting out.
Yes.
And so it's all baloney, but they get these kids, these young college kids that don't know anything, to get all excited about it and go out and, oh, we got to get rid of meat, we got to eat bugs. But the whole reason is because the same reason that they shot all the buffalo was to take away a food source.
Of course.
And that's what's going on with cattle today.
Hang on to the break. Don't lose that thought. Folks, phone line be open. Like I say, at 844-769-2944. We're talking about some serious situations here. We're sharing them too because I am a pastor. I'm your brother and friend. We want you to be prepared.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents, the only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
Give me the phone line supply tonight, folks. They are open. Comments, questions, you're welcome to the program tonight. This is as much your broadcast as mine. You're the ones who help keep us on the air. If y'all didn't help us, we would not be here. And that's the truth. Yeah, I've told you before, and I'm still praying about this. I'm thinking about retiring off the radio sometime soon. I'll be 75 years old in September. 75 years old, folks, is no longer a young man. So I don't know what the future holds on that, but I'm really thinking about retiring someday soon. But I want y'all to pray with me that I'll make the right decision on this, okay? But the phone line's open right now at 844-769-2944. And I said retiring. I don't have a pension involved in the radio broadcast, but after 31 years and being 75 years old, I'm thinking about slowing down a little bit. I truly am. But anyway, there's so much happening, like I said, all across the country. And so many things happen that we don't even know about yet, and I think we need to pay closer attention. Now, James, you were saying something right before the break, and we had to go to break. You go ahead and finish up on that.
Cattle and James, how they're trying to get rid of cattle, and for thousands, for thousands of years, cattle have been a mainstay, especially of Caucasians. Now, there are a lot of people that are lactose intolerant, and so the raising of cattle is something that very much has been with Caucasians because they're lactose tolerant. They can drink milk, but it's been a major food source, and now they want to get rid of cattle, saying it's causing global warming. So you have a bunch of idiot college students running around thinking this, not realizing that the buffalo herds that were here before, when the Native Americans lived here before the white man came, the buffalo herds were far bigger than any cattle herds that we have today. But anyway, they want to get rid of cattle because it's a major food source for Caucasians.
Of course.
Who are very much under attack. The people that are under attack today, if there's anything that you might call racism, the white Christian family is under attack. That's who is under attack today, if you want to know the truth.
That is the truth. You mentioned briefly, Mingo, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, while we were talking during the break, I was talking about a video that I saw recently, and it is of an eagle, it turns out. And at first in the video, you just see big water waves, and you see this commotion in amongst the waves. You see some wings coming up, and all of a sudden this eagle emerges, and it has a fully grown eagle, and it has about a 20-pound fish in its claws. And that fish is kicking and squirming, and the eagle is flapping its wings and flying away. And I thought, you know, this is a predator that is not going to let go of that fish. After all the work it went through to locate this fish and swoop down and get it in its claws, that eagle is not going to let go of that fish, because the eagle is hungry. And a predator, that's what a predator is they have to feed off the victim. And right now, the people who are in control of the world are predators. And you can't view them in any other light. They're predators. And they're not going to let go. They are not going to let go. And so people have to understand that you can no longer stay on the defensive. Because these people are planning every day, they're executing. They have people in places, including judges and police and school boards, and mayors and governors and legislators and federal offices and agencies, government agencies. All of these people have been put in place for an agenda. And they're predators.
Yes.
And just like the eagle with the fish, they're not going to let go. They have no intention of losing or letting go.
Well, they've come too far.
I saw that video. That's a lesson.
It is. They've come too far. It took them a long time to get us here. They did it incrementally, one
right.
A little step every year or two, every month or two. And in every generation or so, they made major steps. And now they got us to the point that people in America and the world, but America especially, I will say especially, have become so dumbed down, so immoral, so blinded by the lies they've been taught in public school system and in the news media, everywhere else. We are not able to discern what's happening as a whole. The church of the people call themselves the Church of Jesus Christ can't discern prophecy. They can't understand what will happen to a nation that murders its own babies or sodomize their own sons and pervert their daughter. They can't understand the judgment of God. They don't get it. They think everything's going to be all right. It's going to be raptured out. Don't worry about it. This is America today, James, and I don't see any reverse in that. My job, your job, is to warn the people this is coming. We've been lied to so much, so many times, on so many different issues. You cannot take the news media or any politician, I said any politician that I know of, 100%. You just can't do it. We've been lied to so many times. We've been duped in one party, the other party. We've been duped in the vote for the lesser of evils. And look where our nation is right now. I mean, look what's happened in just in the last 30, 40 years, what's happened to our country. They wanted the homosexual movement brought in. 1989, I think it was, they wrote the so-called Gay Manifesto. And everything they put out has come to pass. Under Bill Clinton, we had Don't Ask, Don't Tell. They ease it in one little bit at a time, just like with the national ID card, a little bit at a time, and to finally brought in with the driver's license and digital pictures and all these things. And now we have the United Nations, NWEF, the United Nations wants everyone's digital ID linked to their banking accounts by 2030 when they bring in the Great Reset. They said that themselves, 2030 is the time of the Great Reset. They want everything linked financially worldwide with the digital IDs that we give them on our driver's license and other places. So we can't buy ourselves out of it. I do believe that's leading up to the mark of the beast. What do you think, James?
absolutely. Yeah, it's the ultimate control of the population, and like you say, it's one step at a time. It's an incremental process, and you know, the other half of this is education. The educational systems have been destroyed.
Absolutely.
Where people don't, people can't think. The students have no ability to rationalize. They come in and they learn what they teach them in college and high school, college, and even grade school is just garbage. And these students don't know anything, and they come out and they think if they can repeat the 89 different genders that they've made up that somehow they're educated. I mean, it's just absurd.
I mean, it is absurd.
That's what they're teaching them.
It is absurd. It is absurd.
You know, some kind of it's beyond. You know, and these kids don't know anything. They don't know how to do anything. I've told people that are in companies, because I'm in business. I do a lot of discussion with other people in business. And today, nobody's hiring young people. They're depending on people that are much older, 60, 70-year-old people are still working. And they're the people that can actually manage things. So you have younger generations that are just lost. They're just, living in mom or grandma's basement and living and thinking that they're intelligent. And I know younger people that are successful, and pretty much all of their friends are still living in their mom and dad's house. It's pathetic.
It's all part of the plan. Let's take a phone call.
They have no skills.
No, they had no skills. They've been dumbed down on purpose, and it's worked. Charlotte Disby wrote a book many years ago entitled The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, and she had it right on. She pegged it right. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Buck.
Hey, sir.
Professor James. Yeah, what's really funny, 2030, you will have a 2030 B.C.,
No, remind us. I don't know. I wasn't here then.
Read the book of Jasher, where God changes the languages under Nimrod's roof.
Okay.
That day.
All right. Good point. That may happen again. Who knows?
But it shall be on more worse. But the joke is on. Who's in charge of Babylon, really? It's Esau and Edom, okay? And the joke is on him. Murphy's Law is on the strike, and I mean big time.
Well, we know payday is coming, Mick, and those people are going to pay. They're going to pay hell, and I mean that. But with the elite that's in charge of this world, so to speak, that want to destroy the rest of the people because we're useless eaters. Payday is coming. And I've been saying that for years. They're going to pay for this one day. You said it. The joke's going to be on them in the end, but it's not going to be a joke, I'm afraid. They just don't see it. Anything else you want to say very quickly?
That'd be it.
Okay, thanks for calling. What do you say?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mickey, broke up.
Okay, I said I'll be here. Talk to you later.
Okay, buddy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good call, good point. Yeah, folks, the fallen angels, the fallen powers, the Nephilim, they are here. They have helpers. They have helpers in flesh, in this earth. They have for thousands of years. Let's talk to Craig in Michigan. Craig, come on in.
Can you hear me, Butch?
Yes, sir. I hear you.
Okay, I'm half hanging out of a window now, just so I can keep reception. Good evening to both of you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Professor McKinney, can I call you Jim, just for abbreviation's sake?
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Couple years ago, I ordered four of your water filter elements, and there was directions on how to build your own water filter using buckets and whatever. Okay. Now, my question is, are these the replacements for, like, a Dalton or a Berkey filter? Are those all one and the same?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's the whole size for the filters are universal. They have been for for 25 years or more, 35 years, yes.
Okay.
They're a 13-millimeter, half-inch hole. So, yes.
Okay, sir. Next question would be, will these filters work in both directions, if you know what I mean, where the water's flowing out? If you threw them into the top of a Dalton or a Berkey, you know, and will they work the same as making up your own, you know, water filter with a 3.5 gallon, you know, food-approved bucket or whatever? Do they work the same? Do they go both ways?
Well, they will work in a make-your-own or a standard. You know, there's probably 25 different manufacturers of those stainless steel or plastic housings, and they're all the same, hole size.
Okay,
yes.
But does the filter itself work in both directions?
Upside down or up and straight up and down?
No. Yeah, my new filters hang down into the lower chamber, and the old filters stick up into the upper chamber. And the reason that a properly designed filter hangs down, is because if they stick up in the upper container, as the water level drops down, they drop down below the level of the filter, and they keep
the water is
filtering through the bottom 2 inches.
Okay, good question.
Yeah, I can just kind of come up with my own things and be assured that the filters work in both directions, right? Is that correct?
Well, yeah, filters hang down. The older filters, most of the other manufacturers stick up, but you don't want to run a filter in reverse, if that's your question. A filter, no matter who manufactures the filter, it's made to filter water in one direction.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, that being said, what you showed as a filter being hung down in the water, okay, is then if you'd go up to a Dalton or a Berkey filter where the filter is up on the top, that's in the wrong direction. You know, I'm thinking selectively permeable membrane. Go on.
Well, it's just backwards. It's like driving a car. You can go forward. You know, it's designed to go forward, they're not. You don't want the water running backwards through the filter.
Craig, I'll tell you what.
All of the other manufacturers.
Go say, Craig, we'll give you a phone number. We're running out of time here. We'll give you a phone number for you can call him. Okay? So
have a good night.
Get a pen and paper handy, okay? Real quickly, Matt in Texas. Matt, come on in.
Hi, Pastor Butch.
Hey, Matt.
Haven't talked to you in a while. Hey, I wanted to share something really funny my wife told me at dinner tonight.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
She said 100 years ago, women started wearing pants in America, and 100 years later, men started wearing dresses.
Boy, that's true. That's sad. But you're right. Thanks, man.
I wanted to share that with you. I thought that was so funny. I think I'll put that in my newsletter.
There you go. Good job. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Folks, about out of time, and I want to get into the filters very quick. Now, the filters are on sale right now. James told me to mention this. The filters, if you want them, you can get them at a real good price, and they're going to be 10% off the price that we're going to mention them in, so you can take 10% off of them and get you a decent set of filters that will do the job, period. If you get a set of four, folks, it's $189 minus 10%. A set of 10 is $399 minus 10%, $40. So you can save 10% off the filters by just putting in, if you call in, mention Pastor Butch, you can save 10% on the filters if you order them now. And if you have any questions about how you can make your own filter with his refills, how you can make your own filter container, you can get that also, get the spigot and everything off of James. You order through us, and tell us what you want, and James will see you get it. And James, very quickly, your filters, I've read on these, both your filters, and they're far superior to even the Berkey filters that I sold for years, and I wasn't ashamed of Berkey. But your filters do a better job, don't they?
Yeah, they're the newest technology. Pretty much everybody else is selling 20-year-old technology, which at the time was very good. But as with anything, there are improvements. There are better materials. There's better filtration technologies. And so I have the very latest technology and a two-stage filter. A lot of the filters are only one stage. And so anyway, my filters are, they hang down, as the caller was talking about. They hang down so that the 100% of the water is filtered all of the time. Like you were saying, the four-pack of filtered elements, this is for gravity and fits any gravity system ever built. $189, that includes shipping, and then 10% off. And when they call in faster to your number, you can give them the details. A 10-pack is normally $399, and so you get basically $40 off if you order in the next, through this weekend. And then we also have the whole house water filter. If people are interested in that, that's a filter for the entire house where your hot and cold water are all filtered. And that's $1,980 with 10% off. So that's a really good deal and free shipping. But most people are ordering the gravity filters. Like I say, the four-pack, $189. Minus 10%, includes shipping. The 10-pack, $399, less the 10% discount, and call in the Pastor Peter's, Pastor Butch's number there, and get that 10% discount.
And also, is there a phone number if someone has any questions about the filters? Is there any way they can get in contact with you to talk to you?
The webpage has a number there. Yeah, the webpage has a number on it, and also a contact form where you can write a contact, like an email. And so that's the best way. I tend not to give it out on the air because then people start calling and just talking about stuff.
I want them to go to the
webpage. It's JMCC Water Filters. But also they can contact you, Pastor, if they have a question, just forward it on to me, and then I get back to them. That's another way to do that.
All right, folks, that's JMCC, J for James, MCC for McCanny, JMCC, and what's the rest of it? I'm sorry, JMCC, what is it, at waterfilters.com?
JMCC, waterfilters.com. Okay. It's all the information there. And then make sure when you order, call into the pastor's number there. Put in your order, and you get that 10% discount.
All right, folks, again, you can call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Yes, I use James's filters. I'm in my Berkey unit. They work fine. They're a very good filter. And if you want to talk about the pricing tomorrow, if you call and talk to Lisa, you know the price for four of them is at $189 minus 10%, which is, we'll say, $19. Or the 10-pack for $399, take out $40. And just tell Lisa that you want to order, what set you want to order. Give a credit card, debit card, whatever you want to do, or send a check. And if you want to order a spigot is $20 more, right, James?
Right, and that's the other point is they make your own. Is $20 more, and we send you a really nice lifetime stainless steel spigot and the instructions on how to make your own water filter. So a very economical way to get a water filter. So you go out and buy your own plastic containers. We tell you where you can buy those and go through all the instructions, everything, how to drill the holes, and you have a really nice water filter. Some people want to inexpensive one for the cabin or for the getaway bag or for travel, and you can make it as big as you want, as small as you want. And so we send you the instructions on how to do that.
All right, folks, you heard it. You heard everything that you need. You heard what's coming
down. $20
extra for the spigot and everything. So you want the instructions, just let us know. We'll send them to you. They'll get that with the spigot and the filters. And we cover enough news and light to make you understand why it's important that you have some way to get water for your family. Who knows what the future holds in this country? But you give us a call, like I said, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And thank you, Jay McCanny, for joining us tonight. I do appreciate it. I really mean that. I really enjoy having you on. You're a fun guest to talk to. I want you to know that.
Well, thank you, Pastor. It's good to be here, and we should do this regularly.
We should.
Kind of relaxing myself. I know what you mean. You're getting older, and it's you're thinking about, you know, doing some relaxing. And so I fully understand what you're talking about there.
Well,
it's important
to
keep
it.
These information.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's important to keep the information flowing out to the people out there so that they have an idea what's coming down the road here.
Amen. Well, Jane McCanny, thank you so much. Please keep us in your prayers, and we'll do the same for you, okay?
Very good. Absolutely.
God bless, my friend.
Good night.
I'll talk to you soon. God bless. And, folks, tomorrow night we're going to have on Chris Pinto. Oh, wow. It's going to be a great broadcast. So much to talk about. So much to talk about tomorrow night, Chris Pinto. He's got documentaries all on the Internet. You can find anywhere. Look at just Chris Pinto, like in the horse, P-I-N-T-O. Type his name in. You'll see what you can find on Chris Pinto. Don't miss tomorrow night's broadcast, whatever you do. It's going to be excellent. And I think tonight was also. And last night was also with Daryl from PA and, of course, and joined by Frank Davis. Folks, we're doing our best to bring information to you that I hope will inform you and bless you and uplift you to take a stand and help you understand the severity of the situation we're in, but also encourage you to stand strong and good courage and faith in Christ. The Bible tells us that with us, the days were shortened, no flesh would survive when this thing comes together. I don't know what's going to happen next week, next year, next trip. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not setting dates. But all the signs, and I'm talking about prophecy signs, and I'm going to cover some of them at the next Bible study, are pointing towards this getting close to the wrap-up, well, for the world, actually, but for America especially. Now, please don't take that as something to get down depressed about. Don't do that. Our Father is still in charge. Our God has not abdicated the throne. His Son's blood still cleanses from all sin, and His grace is sufficient. Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night. God bless y'all. Good night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.